Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend, welcome back. I'm so excited that you're here because have I got a story for you. People are always curious to pull back the curtain and see what it's really like to be a full-time traveler. And so one of the things I'll be doing on this podcast is taking you behind the scenes with some stories from my travels, and I thought a little shenanigans is always a good place to start. So let me take you back to the beginning of my full-time international travels. To set the stage here, I booked Lisbon, Portugal as my first location of my international digital nomad life, and this was my first experience with an Airbnb abroad. It was a beautiful condo in the old city, really close to the water, shops, restaurants. It was awesome. The host met me at the building. He was an older guy, maybe about 15 years older, spoke fantastic English, and was just a really nice guy. He showed me how everything worked in the condo. He gave me passes for the train and a bunch of suggestions on things to do in the area. I asked him about where the local grocery store was. This was like a top priority because you can't drink the tap water in Portugal, and he had little bottled water in the house. Not to mention, I was going to need food. I was going to be there for about 3.5 weeks, so I wasn't going to be eating out all the time. He said finding the store was a bit complicated, and he'd walk me there. Maybe I was being a bit naive, but it didn't feel sus in any way at the time. It was daytime, and I honestly didn't feel concerned at all. So we start walking through the town, and he starts showing me all these amazing landmarks around the area and giving me the history, and it was honestly really awesome. There was this little corner bar where you can buy a shot of their signature liqueur in Lisbon, so he bought me a welcome shot of Gingina, hopefully I'm saying that right, and we just kept walking around. We probably walked for like 2 hours, and we were stopping along the way, and he was pointing out all of these things. And we didn't go far, but he was just really enthusiastic to show me everything that was around the city. I mean, amazing viewpoints, restaurant recommendations. The whole time I'm thinking, wow, this guy is really going above and beyond as an Airbnb host. But I thought, hey, maybe that's just how Portuguese people are. How would I know any different? So at this point, I'm getting really hungry, so I tell him, like, I really need to get to the store. I'm hungry and tired from the overnight travel. So he's like, please let me buy you dinner. I have a friend that has this incredible restaurant that people are probably lined up around the corner already because it's a top restaurant in Lisbon for the locals, but it's really small, so people line up early to get in. I'm not gonna lie, I thought, free dinner on my first night at a secret stellar restaurant? This can go one of two ways. One, I get a free meal, get groceries, and go to bed. Or two, this guy is going to bring me to some back alley and I'm going to end up as fish bait. Reflecting back on this, I must have been nuts, but I really trusted my gut and didn't feel any sense of danger, but definitely felt this guy does not do this for all his Airbnb renters. But I'm a tough cookie, and if he tried to ask for something more than my company at dinner, I have no problem shutting that down. So, to his word, he took me to this little alley restaurant that was just about to open, and there was a line of people waiting to get in, and he walked right up to the host and got us an outside table. He ordered a bunch of different foods, things I never would have been brave enough to try on my own, and it was a delightful meal. After dinner, he showed me where the grocery store was, which was not at all complicated to find, and I grabbed a few things before heading back to the Airbnb. The next morning, he was messaging me, asking if I was home, and then I started to feel like a line was being crossed. I didn't answer the messages, but he said he had dropped off several bags of groceries at my door since I didn't get to do a full food shopping. I waited a little bit before opening the door, and then indeed, I found like 6 bags of groceries with fresh fruits, pastries, pasta, meats, like so much stuff. I was stunned. So I messaged him back to thank him and to remind him that I would be working while I was there, so I'm not always going to be available to respond. I also let him know that I was good to go from here, and while I appreciated how above and beyond he went to help me settle in, that if I needed anything else, that I would reach out to him. I think he got the message. He remained very respectful of my space, and when there was an issue with the shower, he immediately fixed it and didn't overstay his welcome. So all's well that ends well, but that was literally day one of my international digital nomad life, so I knew I was in for quite the adventure. I have so many more stories to share about life abroad, so take a moment to subscribe to the podcast to hear more behind the scenes of travel life, which will include a whole series around international dating, not just accidental dates with your Airbnb host. So until next time, my friend, keep your radar up on friendly locals who offer to buy you dinner. Cheers. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.